USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Four regions Moscow annexed from Ukraine are now under martial law. Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement Wednesday and says Ukrainian special services organized the explosion of the Crimean Bridge. Here's Putin in his own words. We also prevented terrorist attacks in other regions of Russia, including crowded places at transport and energy facilities. I would like to emphasize including nuclear power facilities. Putin did not say exactly what he would do under his martial law. Federal officials working on the government response to COVID-19 made well-timed financial trades when the pandemic began, both as the markets plunged, as they rallied. A Wall Street Journal investigation has found, in January 2020, the U.S. public was largely unaware of the threat posed by the virus spreading in China, but health officials were on high alert and girding for a crisis. A deputy to top health official, Anthony Fauci, reported 10 sales of mutual funds and stocks totaling between $157,000 and $480,000 that month. Collectively, officials at another health agency, Health and Human Services, reported 60% more sales of stocks and funds in January than the average over the previous 12 months, driven by a handful of particularly active traders. President Biden says his administration is doing what it can to lower the price of gas, with the Energy Department releasing more oil from its national reserve. But he says the U.S. will buy back oil so producers know they have the market to sell to when this administration is ready.
The United States government is going to purchase oil to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve when prices fall to $70 a barrel. That means oil companies can invest to ramp up production now with confidence they'll be able to sell their oil to us at that price in the future, $70.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The help wanted sign is out. The hottest overseas job market for retired U.S. service members is a tiny Persian Gulf nation that outsources much of its military to foreign advisors and mercenaries. Over the past 7 years, 280 military retirees have sought federal authorization to work for the United Arab Emirates, far more than any other country, according to documents obtained by the Washington Post under the Freedom of Information Act. Those who have worked as military contractors or consultants for the Emirates include generals who made their mark fighting U.S. wars in the Middle East. Among them, retired Marine General Jim Mattis, who was a military advisor to the UAE before he became defense secretary in the Trump administration. Matthew Perry is safely sober and ready to tell his story. The Friends star, who played the lovable Chandler Bing on the show, has written a memoir, and in it, he tells the story of his life and addictions, saying he's finally in a place to talk about it. I wanted to share when I was safe from going into the dark side of everything again, Perry tells People of the book. I want to wait until I was pretty safely sober and away from the active disease of alcoholism and addiction to write it all down. And the main thing was, I was pretty certain that it would help people. Perry reveals in the book that due to addiction, he nearly died at age 49 when his colon burst from opioid overuse. He was in a coma for 2 weeks and spent 5 months in the hospital. Friends, Lovers, and The Big Terrible Thing is set for release on November 1st. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.